It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Oh, it's 5:30-ish now, so that means you're in the car, you're driving home going, yay, the day is over, and yay, I get to hear Dr. Tracy Linhart, because it's time now for a house call with Dr. Tracy Linhart as part of the Pete O'Shea Show right here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete O'Shea, Kathy Curtis on the board right now. Call in if you want to have a question, 855-265-2929, or you can text in 727-487-9863. Dr. Linhart, how are you?
I'm good today.
You are good. You're awesome. You went to another convention, did you?
Yeah, we just got back from ILADS, which is the International Lyme Association conference, and it was really kind of cool. I was presenting there some protocols that we use for Lyme disease.
The International Lyme Association?
Yeah.
That must have been a barn burner. Did you guys get all sorts of crazy or what?
I tell you. I mean, you know, the interesting thing was a lot of the there was like 650 doctors there. And a lot of the doctors there, it turns out that they were there because they have Lyme.
No way. So they themselves had it.
They themselves have it, and they're trying to figure out how to fix it. You know, they're going there to learn about it. And that was what was really interesting to me. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, why are you here? Are you doing this in your practice? They're like, no, I was diagnosed. I want to know what to do.
Oh, wow. All right. So let's go back a little bit. Once before we covered Lyme, you said to me, that it's like the most misdiagnosed thing?
It is, you know, I think because, you know, one, we now know that there's more actual Lyme, it's more now Lyme tick disease as opposed to, or tick-borne disease or Lyme-like disease, because we always thought that it was one organism, you know, and what we now know is that there's multiple organisms. There's six different varieties.
Really?
Of the actual, you know, we just thought it was Burgdorferi, and that's deer tick that everybody knew about from Lyme, Connecticut.
Now we is that where it got the name?
Yeah, that's where it got the name.
Yeah, I didn't know that. From Lyme, Connecticut, how about that? You didn't know that either, did you, Kat? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and now we know that there are six different varieties, but our testing methods that we use, the typical Western blot Lyme test that we use, only tests for one. So when they actually, some new testing methods that are going to be coming out in the next couple of years, they're doing nanobiotic technology, which is really kind of cool.
Like how pumped
I
she
love
gets.
This stuff.
Like how she gets all pumped up from that. They got nanotechnology.
Yeah, nanobot. So what they did is they actually took all six different varieties and found the common link in them and are using that to find it. And when they actually tested it against, now we thought we were 30 to 50% accurate with Western blot, it turned out 8%.
Wow.
I only caught 8%.
Wow. All right. Isn't one of the other issues with Lyme is that the symptomology kind of can be looking like flu or something else, and it's not always so easy to pick it out that it's Lyme disease,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't ever think they got bit by a tick, you know, and we don't think we have Lyme in Florida. Well, there were two PhDs from University of Florida there telling us, yeah, we got Lyme in Florida. We've been investigating this for the last 10 years, that there's a lot of Lyme in Florida, and we have our own tick. So it's not the deer tick that, you know, we measure for. So a lot of it comes up negative. So people are told that they're negative when they're actually really positive. And they were doing it by culture. So obviously the big universities have the capability of doing different kind of laboratory tests. They're a lot more elaborate than what we can do in regular labs. And, you know, when they were telling us this, it was just amazing. They were like, you know, you wouldn't believe how much. And now there's one called Bartonella, which is a different species that's similar to it, but it's also in fleas.
Wow. Okay, so this is much more than just one tick from Connecticut here. And so there's a lot to it. So go through the symptomology for me. If somebody has Lyme disease, what's the symptomology?
Well, a lot of people, you know, don't know, as I said, they don't think they got bit by a tick. And if a tick did its job, it got on and got off of you anyway, and you don't even know it. We always think that they get the bullseye rash, target lesions, they call them. And if you get that, it's pretty distinctive. We know it. And if we can get antibiotics into the person quickly, we can make sure that they don't end up with chronic Lyme. It can be fixed right then and there within a couple
of
weeks.
But you got to get to it quickly.
You got to get to it quickly. Well, you know, 60 to 70% of the people may not even get a rash. So they don't know. They have the flu. They have a bad case of the flu, and that's what they feel like, you know, and then they just never get better. You know, a lot of my patients are like, well, I got sick at this time, and I just never fully recovered.
Okay, so then does Lyme, let me see if I'm getting this right, Doc. So Lyme is, has an initial symptomology, the flu and everything like this here, but then if it's not caught, it can become chronic in the blood system and then can flare up from time to time?
Exactly, and people have like relapses, chronic, you know, I have some of my patients that we're treating for different viruses and things, and they relapse almost on a monthly basis. Women, especially during the menstrual cycle, Lyme comes out during the menstrual cycle, which is the best time to test a female if they're menstruating, is to catch it then. But, you know, the typical symptoms that we look for, if someone tells me that they're tired and they have joint pain, I am looking for Lyme. You know, that is almost hallmark of it. Rheumatoid arthritis is triggered by a lot of infections, and a lot of them are things like Babesia or co-infections of Lyme we're finding out.
Babesia, wasn't that those band with those crazy guys, the Babesia boys? Wasn't that them?
The Babesia boys?
The Babesia boys, that was them. I know those crazy guys. All right, so again, you may have Lyme disease right now as you're listening to us, and you don't know it.
You don't. We've been, you know, this actually started for me, this journey of researching it was when one of my employees' husbands became ill. And she asked me to take a look at him because, you know, they couldn't figure it out. And it took me a while because that wasn't on my radar either. And then we found out he had Lyme disease. So I started doing a lot of research on Lyme. And it's just progressed throughout the years because it's, you know, patients that I just can't figure out, the hardest patients I have, almost every one of them is coming up positive.
And then that, does that start causing some more downstream issues? Like you said, it starts, rheumatoid arthritis comes out of it. What else? What else can come out of it?
It can get into the brain. It can cause significant neurological issues. Things like MS-like symptoms, Parkinson-like symptoms. It can cause a lot of emotional, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. You know, so a lot of these people that have a lot of these things, you know, I have one patient with severe fibromyalgia and a lot high levels of anxiety and everything, and it turned out to be infectious. It wasn't, you know, that it was in her head. It technically it was because the bug was in her head, but it was, it turned out to be an infection that was causing it.
But that now can be taken care of?
Yeah, it can be taken care of. Once we find it, it's not easy to get to. You know, one of the things we found out in treatment, and I got to work with, you know, some amazing people that have done tons of research on this stuff. But we found out that it gets into the stem cells. And one of the reasons why it's so hard to get rid of when it's chronic is because if you don't get to the stem cells and you don't get to where it hides, this is called the, you know, the great masquerader. It changes its form. It changes its shape. It hides in different areas of the body. It'll form cysts and just hide until you're done treating it and then come back out.
No way.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why the treatments end up being so long term.
Wait a second, I'm going to do it like Schwarzenegger. I'm the great masquerader.
Yeah, it is the great masquerader.
I'm coming to hide. I'm hiding in the system, waiting for you to treat me, and then I'm going to come back to haunt you.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, I mean, this particular spirochete is really amazing and, you know, in its development, but it's really hard for us to get to.
All right, so let me ask you this question. So the tick from Connecticut, the Lyme, right?
Uh-huh.
You treated that in a certain way. Now, does each of the other variables or variations thereof, does that mean it has to be treated differently? Each of them has to be treated differently?
Some of them, depending on which one you have, may need to be treated differently with different antibiotics or, you know, one of the classic treatments with Lyme has been antibiotic treatment. But what we find is once the patients, they feel good while they're on antibiotic, but once you get them off of them, they don't feel good anymore. They relapse. You know, so it's all, you know, I don't know if we're really actually killing it or we're just keeping it at bay at that point. So we have a lot, you know, they have to be on antibiotics for almost 2 years.
Wow. So what would you do then for somebody if they come in and they have Lyme disease? What's the treatment plan?
It depends on the patient and it completely depends on, you know, how sick they are. We have multiple different things that we can do. We do antibiotics on some patients. If they have severe neurological, we'll do IV antibiotics. We also do IV vitamin C to support their immune system. We can do, you know, we use one called IV Silver. We have a silver program that seems to be about the most effective treatment we've had because it can't morph against it. It can't change against it. It can't alter itself against it. The antibiotics, it has a tendency to become quite resistant to because it changes its shape so the antibiotic can't get to it.
It's like spooky when you think about it. So there's something living inside of you that changes shape and hides so you can't kill it.
I know. But, you know, think about how genius this was to be developed like this. It's kind of like the super weapon.
It sounds like that thing that's in my bedroom that I can't get rid of.
I don't want to know about that.
No, this is, and it crawls around and my furniture is missing and my clothes are gone. And no, I'm just kidding. So again, though, let's go back to something we always talk about. there's so many people that are out there hopeless because they don't think there's a way to fix this. And they've just been keep told there's nothing wrong. Or even if they find out the diagnosis, oh, all we can do is this. This is the standard protocol. Give it the antibiotic, which only just mitigates it temporarily. And they're just in this cycle again of downward spiral.
It is, you know, and it's scary. You know, we have to really work with our patients. You have to go out, Lyme, you know, there's controversy. Yet half of us say yes, half of us say no, whether Lyme can form biofilms. I think that science is going to be there that they do because, you know, it's starting to be with new technology. We're getting to see more and more. And they actually have the biofilms on camera now, so I don't think it's really controfutable anymore.
What's a biofilm?
It's kind of, I describe biofilms as kind of like when you take masking tape or say duct tape off of something, you have that big gooey leftover mess. That's like a biofilm. And they produce these biofilms and surround themselves with it so our immune system cannot get to them.
You said, you looked at my nose when you said this. Is there a big gooey nest coming up? No, okay, just checking. You looked right at me like, oh no, Pete, put that back in there. What are you doing? All right, hold, give me a second, everybody. So again, that all this goes into the process of learning about Lyme and treating it and discovering more about it. This is quite a lot of work here to figure all this out.
It was. You know, if you think about the people that are working on this, this is what their life has been, you know. These were a lot of scientists there. There were a lot of, you know, people from universities there. The CDC actually admitted last year that Lyme is epidemic. We kind of think it may be more pandemic, which means global as opposed to, you know, but
regional. Right.
But it's, you know, we have two ticks that we know of that came in from Europe. Now in the States.
You know, those Europeans, you know what I'm saying?
I tell you, you know, and it's really interesting because, you know, you can.
Yeah, we gave them Disneyland, though, so it's even.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It's the only one that doesn't make money.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it failing over there?
It's the only one that doesn't make money.
Yeah, they come over here for it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So just quick, let me do it. So somebody spends their whole life dedicated to, what do you do? Well, I'm a talk show host. And I dedicate my life to helping people know Jesus. What do you do? I'm a tick specialist and I dedicate my.
Yeah.
I mean, went to the tick symposium. I went to the Lyme symposium.
These guys go in the woods and everything. I'm like, okay. I don't think so.
What are you doing? I'm just counting ticks.
And they do. I mean, they're telling us all about that.
They told you about that?
Yeah. They're showing us pictures of the different animals they're looking at and everything. And you know how they have to make sure they cover themselves up.
Oh, the Lyme Symposium. I'm telling you, that'll be your barn burner. Did you guys have enough bail money to get out of there? I mean, what are you guys? That was a crazy night, huh?
Yeah, we had to go out at night and kind of let all steam.
I would imagine so, yes. All right, let's take a break. We come back. We'll talk more about this. This is a house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhart as part of the Pete O'Shea Show. We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Hi, I'm Catherine Neal, a lawyer with the law firm of Carey, Leisure & Neal. I'm a board-certified civil trial lawyer. That means I'm an expert in my field. I practice in the areas of personal injury and wrongful death, and I've been practicing for over 10 years. Our firm has a combined experience in the areas of personal injury and wrongful death for over 30 years. Carey, Leisure & Neal also has a family law department, so if you need help, give us a call at 727-799-3900 or visit our office in Clearwater at 622 Bypass Drive, Suite 100. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at Carey & Leisure.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center has moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in Largo. Their 7,000 square foot office has an urgent care facility and features massage and chiropractic care, hormone pellet procedure room, comprehensive and individualized weight loss programs, new IV therapy room with an executive work area complete with Wi-Fi and high-def TV movie area. Dr. Tracy Lenhart provides a one-stop shop and practices full functional and integrative medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and an advanced fellow of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 1120 Belcher Road South, Suite 2 on the west side of Belcher, just south of East Bay. Visit them online at peaksofhealth.com or give them a call today, 727-826-0838. peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Reach your peak today.
The statistics are alarming. Children and families all across America are really hurting. More than ever, they need a second chance. More than ever, they need hope. And that's what Eckerd is all about, giving abused, neglected, and at-risk children a much-needed second chance. In fact, since 1968, Eckerd has helped over 150,000 children and their families. But so many more still need help. And I believe that everyone can do something to make a difference. Please, join me in raising hope for America's children and families. Volunteer, spread the word, donate, because every child deserves the opportunity to succeed.
What's going on, man? How you doing, man? I just didn't say man, ladies, too. I'm all y'all. How y'all doing? I did a you all again. I can't pull that off. I can't pull off a y'all. I just can't do it.
Y'all?
Y'all. See, you can do it because you spent more time down here than you did up north, right?
Yeah.
So you can pull it off.
12.
Yeah. See, I can't pull it off. I got to do yous guys. How you doing? Welcome back to the Pete O'Shea Show over here. How you doing? Over here on your neighborhood Inspiration Station, AM 1110 WTIS. Right now, we're in the middle of a house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhart, who's the medical director, Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. You go to peaksofhealth.com or you give him a call, 727-826-0838. We're talking about how you, again, you know, here's what I love about you, and one of the many things I love about you, buddy. I mean, I love a lot of things about you, okay? But one of the things I love, you saved my life, all right? But you go out and you learn. When you see something's happening, when you see a trend, when you see some of your patients come back with stuff, then you go to the Lyme Symposium and find out what it's all about. And you go, then you get, and you're also one of the presenters, and you're getting on the cutting edge of it so you can teach the other docs how to do this.
Well, that, I mean, if you're going to treat something, I want to know everything about it. I mean, I like to research this stuff out because, you know, I want to make sure we are giving the best treatment options available.
All right, so let's go back to it again. Lyme disease is the most misdiagnosed. It's almost that epidemic. The CDC said it, right? That's that epidemic, and it could be pandemic, which means worldwide. All right, it's become a real issue. There's more than just the one tick. That's what you told us. Not just that one from Connecticut that where the original name Lyme came from. There's six now, right?
There's six known ticks that cause that particular organism. Now, we also know there's multiple co-infections. So there's Lyme-like diseases. There's anaplasmosis or Lickia. Don't even make fun of that one.
I'm not. You see that? I bit my lip. I was going to do something. I was gonna do it. You see me? I went,
yeah.
And I broke my jaw stopping myself from making fun of that one.
There's Babesia. There's Bartonella. You know, Dr. Bankston, I wish she was here because she knows so much about those things. But it's, you know, it's amazing how many other infections there are that are Lyme-like that get missed because somebody might not have Lyme, but they might have Bartonella. And the symptoms are very similar with some exceptions, and that particular person would get misdiagnosed if you don't look for it.
Okay, so let's go back to symptoms again. What are the symptoms of somebody who has Lyme disease?
It can range anything from neurological, like different tics or different, you know, symptoms of, you know, paresthesias, which are numbness, to, you know, weakness and weird things, emotional difficulties, thinking difficulties, severe fatigue, joint pain. You can have palpitations and cardiomyopathies because it can get into the heart. You can have, you know, problems in your liver. You can have problems in your kidneys. It's just amazing where it can get everywhere. And, you know, fibromyalgia, you know, those kinds of syndromes, you know, that people present with. So usually when that person, I look at the person with extreme fatigue. No, because you can't make energy when you have, you know, these infections.
So again, the two things you really look at right away, so extreme fatigue or if they have
joint pain,
right away you're thinking it could be Lyme disease.
I'm thinking it's Lyme or infection.
Right, and then you're going to have those flu-like symptoms also, and that's going to persist for a while, and they're going to keep coming back. They may go away, but they're going to keep coming back, right?
Well, not always the flu-like symptoms, but the severe fatigue keeps them coming back. They'll feel good for like 2 or 3 weeks as we treat, and then all of a sudden they'll feel sick again. You know, and it's like, what happened? We were getting somewhere. You know, and then they keep on relapsing. And that is really hallmark for some of these infections, that they have the, you know, they feel good. Or if my patient tells me, anytime my doctor puts me on antibiotics, I feel good when I'm off off of them, I feel horrible. That person most likely has something like that.
All right. So then what are the treatment options for somebody through going through this?
Well, you can do prolonged antibiotics. You can do rotating. We usually use four different antibiotics that we rotate, or IV antibiotics if they're severely neurological. You can, as I said, we can do vitamin C. Some of the new treatments on the horizon, as I said, we use some specialized silver protocols that seem to be quite effective. We have tinctures, which are herbals, you know, that have been designed for Lyme. Byron White makes a really good great, and so does Biocedin. And we also, you know, what's on the horizon is ozone. They did a presentation on ozone that looked really promising because it also is anti-infective.
And what is that?
Ozone is, you know, oxygen, but it's in a different form. It's O3 instead of O2. And it becomes a severe free radical scavenger when it releases. So it hyperoxygenates the system, and the Lyme doesn't like that oxygen. A lot of bugs don't like that oxygen, so it actually kills them.
And how does that get administered into the body?
That's given IV.
That's an IV of oxygen? You get an oxygen IV?
You get specialized O3, so it's called ozone. But ozone is very, I mean, you've heard of ozonators and things like that.
The ozonator.
Yeah, ozonator. Yeah, we use it in our IV room. We use an ozone machine in our IV room to sterilize the room every night. You know, so it's one way to make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, all the germs are gone out of the room.
Wow. So again, there are cutting edge things. People, there are things on the horizon coming out that provide hope for people that have been suffering chronically and having real difficulties with Lyme disease.
Exactly. And they're constantly trying to look for new options and protocols and testing. And as I said, you know, the testing method is the problem. We don't have good tests for this. You know, there's only a couple labs across the country. Igenix seems to be the best test we have, and it's only 80% accurate. So, you know, a lot of it is symptomatology with combinations. So we look at natural killer cells and CD57s. We look at complementos. We look at the immune system.
CD57, isn't that the steak sauce?
That's 957.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at different markers in the body to see what is going on, to kind of see if the immune system's responding to these things. And some of those markers can give us indication that something's going on.
And so, again, it's an individualized approach because the way the person got it, how it's affecting their body, what's going on is going to be different from person to person, right?
Exactly. Those levels may be different. The symptoms may be different. You know, some people are absolutely positive by blood testing. Other people, you know, we have to keep on going further and further to try to find the answer.
But that's part of what you do. You never give up, right? You know, you're going to stay with it with a person. You know, you don't like seeing the Lyme disease really makes you suffer. It's one of those, you know, things where there's quite a bit of suffering. And so here, you're not going to give up. If somebody comes in with that, you'll keep going. You'll find out what it is for them.
Yeah. I mean, some of these patients, you know, like Avril Lavigne, if you recall, she dropped off the map for about 8 months. And it turned out it was Lyme disease. She could hardly get out of bed. She was so sick. And some of these patients are very similar to that. They're so tired and so fatigued, they can barely get out of bed.
And so, again, we want to let them know there is hope, though. New things are coming out. You're looking at things in a different way. You're coming up with new things every day that can help people, especially with diseases that have been misdiagnosed and have kept them under the radar. And the other doctor said to them, it's just in your head and there's nothing wrong. You're doing stuff about it.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things is, you know, the medical community did not want to admit that there was such thing as chronic Lyme. They thought it was all acute Lyme. And I think it's, you know, changing the definitions and, you know, accepting the fact that this can be in the system for 10, 15, 20, 30 years before somebody's finally diagnosed with it.
Wow. Could be that long before they get diagnosed with it?
Diagnosed or before some of the major symptoms start appearing. They could have gotten bit by, you know, their tick or gotten infected years ago, and the symptoms really don't start progressing until it really gets into the system.
Like you said, you know, so fatigue is one of the big things. People just kind of deal with it and they live with it. They don't actually think, oh, I got to go get this taken care of. And they kind of just leave it alone and just live with the fatigue. But again, if they got out in front of it and got to it right away, it'd be a lot better than waiting the 10, 15 years to now it becomes full-blown symptomatic and now it's really hard to deal with.
Oh, yeah. If they get the symptoms right away and they know it, it's much better to treat it right then and there.
But again, we all get tired and we don't think of that it could be Lyme disease. You know, we just think, okay, we're tired, you know, and so
we're working too hard or, you know, we're pushing it too hard or we're not eating right. Well, diet plays a huge role too.
Yeah, it sure does. So again, guys, what I want you to do is I want you to go check out the website. It's interactive. It's very educational. You'll learn quite a lot about it by going to peaksofhealth.com. Peaksofhealth.com. You can also give them a call. call 727-826-0838 and make an appointment. Go over there and see if any of this sounded like, wow, this sounds just like what I'm going through. Well, go on over there. You don't have to be sick and tired anymore. You can go over there and they're going to look at medicine in a whole different way, treat you like an individual and take care of you like they did for me also. Doc, thanks so much as always for all you do, and thanks for taking good care of me, and thanks for just being an awesome doctor.
Oh, thank you.
You're the best. You're the absolute best. And I don't just say that. You know I don't, guys. I don't just throw words around like that. This Dr. Lenhart here had saved my life, and she looks at medicine. She looks at me as an individual, and she treated me as such. And because of that, I lost a lot of weight. The diabetes is no longer a problem. Triglycerides, the cholesterol, all that is under control again now, thanks to Dr. Tracy Lenhart. So if you're looking to get your life back and get your health back, get to the peak of your health, again, 727-826-0838 or peaksofhealth.com. All right, that is our show today, boys and girls. I hope you enjoyed it. We had a great time. Susan Dewey's on the show tomorrow. Kim McCormick will be with us. Ron Schutz, Freedom Cycles with Ronnie Pownell and Wally Fair. All that's tomorrow. Until then, I mean this more than you know, more than I could ever properly articulate. I love you, and I love Jesus. Kathy, thanks so much. Have a great day today, everybody. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow, 3 to 6 p.m., with more of the Pete O'Shea Show. Take care.